Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. Is so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
You head back inside. What would each of you like to do? You could, if you wanted to, Dr. Kitten, you could go to the map room and begin your experiment, but obviously you don't have to right now.
The blizzard means I can't, right?
Well, the blizzard once again means that you don't get a view of the night sky, but you can still do the geomagnetic survey.
Are there any geomagnetic things near where the drill hole was?
No, the drill hole's kind of in the middle of your base, and those little sensors are all around the perimeter. It's about as far as you can get, to be honest.
Damn, I should, in the morning, move them around the hole. I'm obsessed with the hole. I'm sorry, guys.
Some great hole jokes coming up. Yeah.
Do it in the dark.
Do it in the dark. I am hasty. I am an idiot.
Dr. Boxley, would you like to take the bone to the specimen lab and look at it now?
I would, yeah.
And what, sorry, did you, Dr. Kitten, come to a conclusion on what you wanted to do?
I'm just going to go to the map room and just sort of look at my data and... No, you know what I'm going to do?
Do it. Mm-hmm.
I really want to put one of the magnetic readers... Are they all working? Are they broken?
They are all working, but the way that they're connected is a very short cord. There is not a lot of room for you to put them down. Actually, if you took all of them.
No, I don't want to put them in. I want to put them around the hole.
Oh, you could do that if you wanted to, sure.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Are you doing that on your own?
I'm definitely not helping him.
No. Is Richie going to help?
Oh, he'll help.
If I'm like, I want to, I'm looking, I go to the map room and then I come back out. See, if you guys aren't busy.
I'm busy.
I'll do it. I got nothing to do.
So, Richie, I want to move my.
Three desserts.
Okay. That's
deal.
Easy.
Deal. Yeah,
no, done. You can have my dessert tonight, you know.
I plan to.
Actually, I was right.
Yeah, I don't get your dinner.
You don't get my dinner.
No, oh, no. Wait.
But we're renegotiating. You can have three desserts.
I want three now. Yeah.
I get your dinner, but I'm not.
That
I'm
was
not,
never part of the fucking deal. No.
I want to move the magnetic sensors around the hole just in case they pick up something weird.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Normally I'd ask Lieutenant Brewer, but. I think he's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. We got this.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay, let's go.
Yep.
Do you, Dr. Boxley, do you want anyone in the specimen lab with you while you're doing this?
No, I want it all to myself.
All right. You begin your, for lack of a better term, autopsy.
Okay. I'm imagining that do I have a microscope or anything like that to just get a
absolutely.
Close view?
Yeah. Looking carefully with a microscope over the bone, you see very obvious gnaw marks.
Okay.
Something stripped this clean with teeth. You probably as well recognize sharp incisors.
Incisors, yeah.
Yeah, like a canine almost.
Right.
You would notice four distinct types of tooth mark. Ooh. Incisors, canines, premolars, and molars.
Ooh, okay.
All the types of teeth found in a human mouth.
Oh. Oof. Shit. Okay. And the size of these marks, are they also equivalent to regular human teeth size?
No.
They're big.
Fuck.
Yeah, how big?
Enormous.
Okay, fuck.
This bone would be, in comparison, the size of like a wishbone to these teeth.
Yeah, fuck. Okay.
So we're ruling out an inside job. I was going to ask for the dental records of everyone on base.
Fuck.
I've got massive teeth.
You can see as well, now that you're looking at it under the microscope, that the bone has been cracked slightly, cracked open, and the marrow has been sucked out.
Oh, this is so...
Okay.
Fuck, mate.
DNA testing is not really a thing at this stage. No. Yeah.
I think DNA testing is human or not human.
Yeah, okay, fuck. There's no point.
And so far, teeth, human.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, shit.
But too big.
Is there anything like, other than the marks, is there anything like stuck to the bone, anything abnormal at all, anything that I can see?
Stuck to the bone? No, unfortunately. It's just been picked clean.
It's so clean,
and
yeah.
then dropped, it seems.
Okay, fuck.
By the biggest teeth in the world. The
vulnerable snowman. Right.
I have to have a good hard think about that because, yeah, I'm guessing Boxy's trying to think of another animal that could compare and he's coming up with nothing.
I mean, these teeth are, to be fair, these are the four common types of teeth.
Yeah.
A lot of different animals have these teeth.
But I'm like, literally, like, we're in the fucking Arctic. Like, there's no other animal.
Yeah, polar bears do not have all of these teeth.
Yeah.
I don't think seals have any teeth. There's no animal you know of that has all of these teeth.
All right.
Seals have teeth. They fish.
Do they?
Seals absolutely have teeth.
I believe you. I just want to know what they look like.
little teeth.
Oh my God. Seals have teeth. It's no good.
Is it where it goes down there?
Oy,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Seal teeth, the
chompers.
Wrong.
Yeah,
hate that. Mm. Yeah, it definitely doesn't look like seal teeth.
Do I have any other equipment that could do any other kind of test?
If you could name it, you might have it.
Spectrogram, but I don't really know what that does.
X-ray machine. X-ray,
yeah.
Isn't a spectrograph an X-ray machine of some kind?
Invent one. Boxley special.
The box.
The box. Yeah. The Boxley box.
Stick it in the box.
Go get a biscuit and get him to have a sniff.
Actually, that's not a dumb idea. Because if it's a predator, he'll freak the fuck out.
And he'll freak
but
out
the
every
bone
day.
Belongs to a predator.
Spectrograph detects light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I've got one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly. All right. I just need to have a good hard think. I think that's me. That's me done. Yeah.
Well, you sit down and you have a good long think. Meanwhile, the two of you, I'm going to say with brain, you do it pretty easily.
Thanks, mate.
It's in the heavy snow, so it's getting bitingly cold and you're not enjoying it. But because you're so close to the base, you're not going to get lost or anything like that. You set it up really quickly and you head back inside.
Well, thanks, Richie. You can have my dessert for four nights if you like.
Four?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah, you know.
I'll take it.
You're a good friend, Richie.
This is the best day ever.
All of you hear the bell sound that indicates dinner time, and Lieutenant Brewer, with a very solemn voice, calls out from the mess hall for everyone to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
In the mess hall, everyone, with one obvious exception, sits down. It's nothing fancy tonight. It's maybe something simple like soup.
Oh, that's what we had, the pie the other night.
I'm glad.
It was so good.
You can see quite obviously just whatever was easy to be prepared has sure. been prepared.
Is there dessert tonight?
There. Do you ask?
No. It's for Richie's sake.
Yeah. Unfortunately, dessert is not served. Everyone is just quietly sitting around the mess.
I just lean over to him like, oh, it's okay, Richie. I owe you four desserts. Doesn't matter when they come. You're going to get four of them.
Just fucking sits and sulks, basically. It's unbelievable.
Yilmaz finishes pretty early, stands up, excuses himself, and heads back to presumably the infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Lieutenant Brewer has not changed, and he maybe kind of like wipes his hands on his chest, making the bloody situation significantly worse. But you can see he doesn't care about that right now. He just sits down, quietly eats as well.
Do we have any booze at the base?
Yeah.
I think fucking Brewer needs a whiskey or something. He's
all
had
right.
a rough day.
You can go into, it'll be kept in the kitchen. You can go get a drink if you want.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
What would you get?
Do we have any whiskey or anything like that?
Yeah, whiskey. Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. That's what I get.
All right. You bring some whiskey back. You pour some out for everyone.
Oh, no, I don't drink.
Fuck's sake, kitten. Have a drink, mate.
Well, like maybe a little one. I just, you know.
I pour him a double.
Okay.
Dr. Lloyd has one drink. Maybe if you're pouring out shots or whatever, she downs hers immediately, stands up and says, I'm just going to go to bed. And then she leaves.
Fair.
Okay, good night, Dr. Lloyd.
She looks at you and says, good night, Dr. Kitten. Thank you, she says.
Oh, you're welcome. It was nothing.
I look at Kitten and sort of give him a bit of a, what's all this about look?
Oh, I saved her life.
Oh, wow. I didn't
There's
believe
a look.
You didn't believe me.
Right.
You know, I got the look, but I'm like, oh, no, I saved her life. That's why she said thank you.
All right.
All right, hero.
Maybe there's some reevaluation going on here, but not a lot.
I won a lot at a state gymnastics championship.
All right, that's enough, mate. I don't need to hear it.
Is Brewer at lieutenant?
Yes.
So I know there's a lot going on and stuff, and, you know, you've had a day and a half in one day, so, you know. But me and the guys here and Dr. Lloyd, we did a little experiment earlier to where the drill was, because there's a few, strange things about the drilling thing.
What happened with the drill, he says.
So I'm just going to talk the whole way through and then you can ask questions. So the drill hit nothing. So, you know, like it measures pressure and the like. And when it goes to the right, that means there's too much pressure because it's hit like something hard, like a rock or something. But if it goes to the left, that means there's not a lot of pressure. So it's generally easy to drill. And so the reader went too far to the left. So there wasn't a little bit of pressure. It was zero pressure. And so it hit nothing. And so we thought that's kind of weird because, you know, we're supposed to be stuff down there. So we kind of looked at it and I put my ear over it and I heard an animal. And so then we got some recording equipment to see if we could hear something else. And, you know, the microphone's going in the hole and the hole's about 100 meters deep and the microphone cord, it's only 7 meters. Thank you, Richie Brain. But it's only 7 meters long. And so the mic's hitting a rock and then nothing. It hits nothing. There's no more rock. We get 7 meters in and 100 meter hole and there's just air. And then we heard footsteps.
Brewer shakes his head slowly. I think all of us have had a really long day. I think it would be best if we all got a good night's sleep. He stands up. Thank you very much, Dr. Boxley, for getting us a drink. Let's all turn in.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's a fair suggestion.
I can't wait to see if there's like something down there.
You'll need to be monitoring it if you want to see anything down there.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah?
Guess he's not going to sleep again.
All right. So put your hand up if you're going to bed.
This guy is.
Begrudgingly.
I'll sleep in the morning. This is when I have to do my actual research. It's night time.
Dr. Kitten, you while away into the late hours with the outside. At about 3 a.m., something strange happens. All 8 of the senses wink off. There's not an error. They've just disconnected.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I get ready. I'm going to go reconnect them.
You stand up and you nearly jump out of your skin. You hear a voice behind you. It's Lieutenant Brewer.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, they're off. They're disconnected. I was just going to go out and reconnect them. I moved them to the hole because that's where all the weird stuff's happening, you know.
There is only one entrance and exit from the base. It's at the other end of the building near his office. Lieutenant Brewer turns around to look back down that long, lonely corridor. Wake up the others. I'll do it.
Like, which others? All of them?
Everyone. Wake up everyone.
Okay. Is he still in the bloody clothes?
Yes. It doesn't look like he slept either.
Oh, fuck. Bro's losing it.
Oh, fuck. Okay, then. You sure you're okay going out there by yourself? It's a real storm, you know.
Yes, he says. He pulls from behind him. You see he has Richard Masur's rifle.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you think that's a good idea or...
If you hear gunshots, don't come outside. Stay here.
Do you think it's the Ruskies?
I don't know what it is.
Did you see some, Lieutenant?
He shakes his head. He turns around and walks away to leave. Wake everyone up.
Okay, good luck, I guess. I always liked you, sir.
He stops with one mitted hand on the door to leave. He turns back to look at you and he says, I like you too.
Oh, that's real good.
Oh, fuck, he's dead.
Two friends. I wake everybody up.
You hear the howling wind, and then the door closes.
I ring the dinner bell.
Everyone slowly wakes up. What do you do when you hear the dinner bell?
Crawl out of bed, go towards it. I see Kitten ringing it, and I'm ready to fucking sock him one.
In the morning, it's a little early, but I got to get everybody up.
What time is it?
It's about 3:05 a.m.
Bloody hell, Kitten, what's this about?
Oh, the lieutenant, he asked me to wake everybody up. I got to wait for everybody to get here.
Where is he?
He gone out to a... So I put the magnetic...
You say he gone out and Richard Masur runs to the supply room, presumably to look for his rifle. Hmm. You can interrupt him if you want.
Oh, no, he took that already, Dick.
Fucking hell. Richard Masur, you hear the... And then he closes the door behind
him. Oh, you're not supposed to... Okay, that's
He just
not,
doesn't listen
that's
to
That's not what they said. So basically... I'd been up monitoring the magnetic equipment and it all disconnected, and I was going to get up and connect it again. And then the lieutenant was there and I don't think he slept. Anyway, he had the gun and he said he was going to go out and could I wake everybody up? And if I heard gunshots, then we had to stay inside. And I asked, did he think it was the Russians? And he said no. And then he said he liked me. Anyway, so is everyone here now?
Yeah, everyone's awake.
So, okay, so that's it. So something happened to the magnetic field. It been disconnected and, well, the lieutenant's gone out to plug it back in, but he took a gun and I don't know, guys. I don't have a great feeling about any of this.
Dr. Lloyd, kind of shivering and doing like a self-consoling gesture, sits down in the mess hall and just has that 1,000-yard stare. Attila Yilmaz stands up and you see he pokes his head into the infirmary and he just wanders into the infirmary. Van Wall, you see, starts rooting around in his personal effects and everyone hears...
He's got his fucking pistol again. Yep.
So, do you think we should be worried? I'm going to go see if he got the cables back on.
Yeah. You can As come. In you're going up to your map room?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Something heavy, boom, 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 makes its way along the roof of the building.
Oh, fuck off.
Boom, boom. You just hear heavy...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thudding, terrific crashing from outside.
Polar bear?
On the roof?
Vroom, vroom, vroom. The roof caves in slightly.
Really big polar bear.
That's not a fucking polar bear, mate.
Is that the noise again?
Yeah. Now you realize it's a lot deeper, a lot louder when it's closer.
So I think the thing that's down in the hole is now on top of that.
Oh, you think, mate?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, okay, great. I think we all caught up on that.
I'm going to go check my... The magnetic readers?
You hear a terrible crunching and a tearing noise.
Oh, no.
And then there's air coming into the base from somewhere.
Okay. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out, guys. I'm gonna be honest.
Dr. Lloyd screams. She hides underneath the mess hall table.
What does Van do? Because he's got his pistol, yeah.
Van maybe... yells as well. He swears, and then you hear him drop the pistol, and he starts with gloved hands fumbling to pick it up again.
What can we say anything? Oh, we don't know about those teeth.
No.
All three of you turn to look towards the eastern end of the base, where the radio room, the greenhouse, the map room, and supply room 2 are, and the specimen lab and the geology lab. Kind of that half.
Mm.
Yep.
You can see through the open doorway to the radio room, snow is falling into your base. There is a massive gash somewhere in the radio room.
Is the roof still bulging?
Oh, the roof is still bulging. Actually, sorry. Brain, you see it clearly because you got pretty well on your roll. You can see that there is no longer light coming from the radio room. You don't think the radio room has a roof anymore.
I'm frozen in fear.
I go to the corridor.
All right. You're heading towards the radio room?
Lieutenant?
No response. Just...
Lieutenant Brewer, did we hear a gunshot at all?
No. You didn't hear a gunshot, no.
I keep walking.
Yeah, I think I go with him. Like, we got to see what the hell's causing.
I think we got to stick together.
You,
hey Van, do you want to bring that revolver with us? Hey,
Van nods and he comes to a standing position. I would say Yilmaz maybe stays in the infirmary and Dr. Lloyd stays hidden under the mess hall desk. But the rest of you, so the three of you plus, well, really just plus Van Wall,
fuck,
begin making your way towards the map room.
Dickie went out.
The radio room, sorry. All four of you enter into the radio room and begin slowly looking up. You see, sure enough, there is a massive hole. You see the radio antenna dangling precariously inside the building.
Nothing else is, none of the other roofs are pulled off.
Nope.
Adam, does it look like this was a choice or just wanton destruction?
As you continue looking at it, you see that the radio antenna has several, at first you think they're javelins thrown through it, like maybe three or four that have pierced it completely, destroying it. Then, noticing the cable in between them, you realize they are not javelins. They are your electromagnetic sensors. They have been not just embedded, they have nearly completely penetrated
all the radio sensors.
Four of them.
Fuck.
Okay, so I'm going to just make an idea. I think whatever we're listening to didn't like us listening to it, maybe.
We can't see whatever's caused any of this. Like, there's
no.
But is it still on the roof?
It's dangling from the roof.
No. The is it is
the thing
still
that caused this?
The thing that caused
it. Oh, you can't tell. You don't know.
Can we hear it?
You can't hear it anymore. No.
Have our communications been cut off?
Oh yeah. You take one look at this. You can't fix this. This is pretty hopelessly destroyed.
This was a hit job. Are there communications in the rat box? Radio.
There is a shortwave radio in the rat box. You could communicate with another base if it were maybe on the horizon.
The Russians.
They're Russians. We can communicate with the Russians. Semenov. Ask them for help.
I would also say, once again, Brain, you're just a fucking gun at this shit. It doesn't look on purpose. It looks like just someone or something, I should say. Mm-hmm. It looks like the destruction was random, not specifically targeted, but it was so destructive that there was no way that this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, Dr. Boxley, do you know if they get Yetis up here?
Look, I've never heard of them, that's for sure, mate. I don't know. I think they're alongside your aliens.
Oh, no, they're real. They're just, they're normally in Tibet. Like, I thought maybe they came all the way up here.
Of course you did. Yeah, I'm not going to go with Yetis. I don't know what this is. Until I see exactly what it is, I'm not going to make any calls on this one.
Okay, but like it could be Yetis.
As I said, no strong calls.
Okay, Yetis or aliens.
Okay,
gee.
Maybe just keep it closed for a bit.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind hearing a bit more of this Yeti talk.
Fuck's sake, Gramps.
I called for Brewer again, like peering out into the night. Brewer. Lieutenant.
Unless anyone goes outside, you spend a long, sleepless night inside the building. Nothing else happens.
Does anyone else go outside?
We haven't heard gunshots.
None of the NPCs are going outside. If you want to go outside, you can.
We haven't heard any gunshots.
You haven't heard any
from
gunshots.
From Dick or from...
Nope.
He seemed to know that something was up, though.
Possibly.
I think he's just ready for action, that man.
True.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think we haven't heard gunshots, so we've got to stay inside.
No, the gunshots were to stay inside.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. We've got to go out then.
Yeah.
I think we do too. We got to peer out and see if we can see anything.
We got Van with us, right?
Yeah.
He's got his revolver.
How far away from the main building are you going to get?
Just can we see anything around just the edge of... I assume we're going out the hole in the radio room, right?
Yeah.
Might as well, yeah.
You...
Can we get through that?
Oh, can you get through? You could... I mean...
Oh, it's
be,
the roof, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the roof.
It'd be a bit of the front door. Let's go out the front door.
You go out the front door. You can't see... The snow is so thick and so bad that you can't see onto the roof. But maybe keeping a hand on the building, you do a perimeter. You don't spot anything in your immediate vicinity, but I'm going to need to make a check real quick. Both Brain and Dr. Kitten, both of you spot, or both of you notice, that the Arctic, you can see just the shape of the Arctic cruiser, the rat box, but its shape looks different, wrong.
Oh, no.
It
our
does
one
not
means
look-
escape.
It does not look as big as it once was. Something's wrong.
So
But that's just a shape. You would need to leave the building, the base, to go investigate properly.
It was bigger, yeah.
We gotta go over there.
Okay. We should get some rope.
Van, I would say, is with you. He has his revolver ready.
That's the rope. Let's go.
I think we get the rope. We tie it to ourselves and...
We don't have time. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Van seems pretty gung-ho as well. You say we've got to go look at it, and Van says... yeah, you're bloody,
are you keen
bloody
on this
hell
ship?
Right we do.
I don't think I'm that keen on this, no.
Van, pistol up in the air but ready to fire, begins trudging his way. He's going first.
Okay.
Trudging his way towards the
How quickly do we lose sight of him?
Fuck. Almost immediately.
Yeah, great.
His silhouette becomes swallowed by the Arctic Explorer.
Van?
You call out, and it doesn't seem suspicious that he doesn't respond. The three of you are really close together, but Brain, you can't hear when from a meter away, Dr. Kitten yells. The howling wind makes it impossible to hear anything. You actually don't think you could have heard a gunshot if it did happen.
Oh, shit.
So they can't hear me if I talk to them?
You need to yell into their ear to be heard.
Okay, Richie, you're up next.
All right, I go forward. Yep.
I stop him and I say, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think we need to hold hands if we're going to press forward.
I'm okay with that. I think that's a good idea.
There we go.
Okay with that. So, oh, they're all holding hands. They did it. Unfortunately, Dr. Boxley, you are able to force your way through the wind and the snow.
Yeah.
Not with ease, but you are able to. But you are kind of dragging the other two behind you.
Great.
Nonetheless, you eventually get to the Arctic Explorer, but it takes you like a good minute or so.
Yeah.
When you reach the Arctic Explorer, you can see what's wrong. The plane is no longer on top of the Arctic Explorer.
Oh, shit.
You can see there are straps that are meant to moor it in place. They have all been broken off. It looks like the plane was torn from the roof of this vehicle.
Okay.
Where's Van?
You don't see Van.
Fucking hell. All right. Can we go in? Maybe Van and Co are in there?
You head into the vehicle and immediately Van, actually you see the door is open and you can tell that there's a light on inside. You step inside and Van is in there. He has now in his hands a torch. He looks at you. I can't find him anywhere down here.
No, Lieutenant, bruh, no.
No, I don't see him anywhere. Where'd they go to investigate? The hole, you said?
Oh, yeah, no, that's where he was going. He was going to put the, but wait, no, my connector thing's there in the radio tower.
But they would have headed towards the hole, right?
Well, yeah, they would have gone to the hole to check the detectors, but then the detectors ended up in the radio tower. So, whatever put him in there might have run into the lieutenant already.
Dr. Boxley.
Yes.
Everyone else is kind of in a panic, is talking to Van Wall. No one else is noticing this, but you can see poking through the wall is, you wouldn't have noticed that it was wrong, except that the metal around is slightly curled.
Right.
There is, in one of the walls of this vehicle, a little tip, a little sharp point poking through, and you can see a single dribble of blood coming from down where that point is.
Oh no.
Something is skewered into the side of the vehicle.
Oof. I tell Kitten, can you just shout for a second?
Oh yeah.
And basically point it out to the rest of the gang.
It looks like the tip of one of your senses.
Oh, that looks like the tip of, oh no. Oh jeez.
We have to go check it out.
That's one of mine.
Yeah.
You head out, and in the light of Van's torch, you begin making your way round to the other side of the Arctic Explorer.
We should have gone inside. We should have stayed inside.
Half a meter off the ground, you see Richard Masur impaled
into
the side of the vehicle.
Is he dead?
Fuck.
There is a massive sensor piercing his sternum high pole.
Yes, but highs.
He looks at you as you turn the corner. You can see frost is covering his face. His hood has been torn back and his eyes are wide.
Dickie, are you? We got to get him out of there. We got to get him back inside.
He coughs up blood. Vomits it, maybe more.
Jesus. Where's the lieutenant? What did this?
He reaches out for you.
Yes.
Oh, friend.
He grabs you and drags you in close.
What's he saying?
You can't hear it. He quite clearly can't speak properly.
Can I give him any medical assistance?
You take one look at him and there's not much. His sternum has been destroyed. You don't think, even if you were a proper medical doctor, you could fix this. You don't think Yilmaz has the skill to do this. He dies.
I wanted to know what he was saying. Well, can I try to use something to try to pass what he was saying?
He's dead.
I'll allow we'll call it wits empathy.
And you know what, Adam?
Willpower?
I'm going to go down to 2 willpower.
You have to sleep, baby. That's what you need.
I don't sleep. I need to sleep. I'm
going to get exhausted.
Kitten's going to go to bed after this.
Yeah. 2 successes.
Hey.
You are able to read his lips. He was trying to say big.
Okay. That's damn helpful.
Do we try to get him back inside, even though he's dead? Like, just for respect reasons?
Although, is he jammed into the side?
Yeah,
of
you
the
don't
rat
know
box?
If you could get him off.
Oh, fuck.
If we pull the thing out of him, though, is it going to fuck up the rat box?
I mean, the rat box, it's already pierced it. All right, I guess
I think we've got to leave the body in there, otherwise it's...
Leave it till morning, I guess.
Yeah. It's like taking the arrow out. Yeah,
it'll be fine. The ice will preserve his body.
This is true.
Okay, we need to get inside.
Let's go to bed.
Really quick.
Well, sure, none of us will have any nightmares of any sort.
Well, he was saying big.
Yeah.
Like, over and over.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something wrong here.
Big?
I don't think this is aliens, fellas.
What do you think?
I'm leaning more towards a Yeti.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, you need to get to bed, mate.
Okay.
You head back inside. Does anyone want to venture out again tonight?
No. Kitten needs to sleep.
By morning, everyone gets a rest. You may recover 1 point in willpower.
Hey, I have 3.
By morning, you can tell that in the sober light of day that the storm has died down and it's sunny outside.
I think we want to go check out that hole.
Yeah, as soon as the sun rises, Van Wall is getting ready. Yilmaz, he shakes his head and he just walks straight to the infirmary. Dr. Lloyd will also be coming with you. Dr. Kitten, she stands right next to you and puts an arm through yours.
Ooh, a fucking hero.
You can tell she's shivering.
I feel invincible.
What happened last night?
I went to bed.
Your bed?
Yes.
Okay.
You head outside?
Yeah.
Looking around, you spot immediately what caused that massive dent in the roof.